USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States and Turkey agreed to a ceasefire in the Turks' deadly attacks on Kurdish fighters in northern Syria. Vice President Mike Pence made the announcement.
Today, the United States and Turkey have agreed to a ceasefire in Syria. The Turkish side will pause in order to allow for the withdrawal of YPG forces from the safe zone for 120 hours. All military operations will be paused, and Operation Peace Spring will be halted entirely on completion of the withdrawal.
Pence hailed the five-day ceasefire as a way to end the bloodshed caused by Turkey's invasion.
Turkey and the United States agree on the priority of respecting vulnerable human life, human rights, and particularly the protection of religious and ethnic communities.
Turkish troops and Turkish-backed Syrian fighters launched their offensive against Kurdish forces in northern Syria just over a week ago. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrim for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally, lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's career of disdain for the European Union was a thing of the past as he and the bloc leaders celebrated their long-sought Brexit deal. He now faces an opponent closer to home, his own parliament. With the ink barely dry on the proposal, a chorus of British party leaders said they will vote against the deal. Crucially, the Northern Irish party that supports Johnson's minority government also stood opposed, leaving it uncertain if the Prime Minister will get the votes he needs to ratify the agreement. It also crucially lays a path for Britain's orderly departure, with Britain's approved in a referendum more than 3 years ago. Striking teachers marched in picket lines outside hundreds of Chicago schools after their union and city officials failed to reach a contract deal in the nation's third largest school district, canceling classes for more than 300,000 students for the duration of the walkout. It follows months of negotiations between the union and the Chicago Public Schools that failed to resolve disputes over pay, benefits, class size, and teacher preparation time. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A longtime Democratic congressman representing Baltimore, Elijah Cummings, is being remembered by members of both parties. With that story, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Maryland's former Republican Lieutenant Governor Michael Steele, who also chaired the GOP National Committee, says Congressman Cummings was clearly dedicated to helping people.
He cared so deeply about not just the city of Baltimore, but the state of Maryland and the country of the United States. And he brought that passion every day in the Congress.
Cummings staffers say the congressman had been suffering from long-standing health challenges. He passed away early Thursday at the age of 68. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A jury was seated for the first federal trial on the opioid crisis, but the push to settle the case before opening arguments next week continue. U.S. District Judge Dan Polster had ordered executives for the companies that are defendants to appear in Cleveland for continued negotiations. Opening arguments are scheduled for Monday, with two county governments arguing the companies engaged in a conspiracy that has ravaged their communities, while the companies say they complied with the law and supplied only the drugs that doctors prescribe. The drug distribution companies AmerisourceBergen, Cardinal Health, and McKesson, manufacturers Teva and Johnson & Johnson, all have the outlines of a settlement to thousands of opioid-related lawsuits that could be worth $50 billion over time. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.